RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Bob. How can I help you?
Bob, Lenny, how are you?
Fantastic, Lenny, and you?
Good, good, good. Bob, I have a, I'm sitting on a flawless J color Princess Cat, a carat 25.
You want to know what it's worth?
Yeah, I don't know what it's worth. I have it on here for $72,000. How much did it go down to?
For a flawless J color 125, it's probably not quite that anymore. But let me see something. Oh yeah, it's way more than that now.
About $720.
Yeah, something like that. Let's see here. Color J. I don't have anything like that, so I'm actually looking it up on Wrap just to see what flawless. Come on.
I mean, it's a nice J. Faces up like an H.
It's on Wrap at internally flawless 125 at $5,000 full Wrap. The J, you know, really knocks the shit out of it. If it was high color, it's way, way more than that. But the, you know, hyper clean, but still with a J color kind of kills it. Does it have fluorescence?
Yep.
What?
Don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't look at the shirt. I forgot to look. I haven't even shown it in. Someone traded it in for a lab maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah. So I would say if I was selling it to you right now with where Princess cuts are, you'd probably be looking at, let's see here, times point. I'll try to be generous here.
Okay.
You're probably looking at a wholesale cost of around $3,500.
Wholesale?
Yeah.
For
The problem is the J. It doesn't command a lot of money. If it has some fluorescence,
okay,
so it looks whiter, I wouldn't even bother
and,
with
and
it.
And it might, because it faces up.
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
if it faces up great, being really, really clean like that, that's got one really big plus is that anytime there's an inclusion in a princess cut or anything that's got a pointed side to it of some sort, they tend to be easily broken. And a stone like that that's really, really clean, as long as it's not spready and really skinny, it actually makes it a very desirable-looking stone, especially if it's got some fluorescence making it look whiter. I probably would be trying to sell it for, you know, $6,000 to $7,000 myself retail.
Really, retail. Okay, so if it's a cousin or something, and you gave it for $5,000, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you've even shown it. No one even fucking asked for it. I mean, I've had it for probably 3 years, maybe more.
That's the kind of thing that you got to kind of like pull out and show somebody, and actually not even loose. You got to put it in. I would put it in like a solitaire or something like that, and just say, "Listen, I want to show you this thing.
I just
picked it up the other day." And somebody might just look at it and say, that's gorgeous.
Because it is a nice stone. When I look at it, it's nice.
It
does have fluorescence. I look at the shirt.
I like J's, especially with fluorescence. They're really, really reasonable. I mean, as far as like with private customers, I love showing a J custom, J color, because they're used to going other places and looking at G's, and they don't remember the difference between a G and a J by look. They look the same to the average eye. They don't know the difference. Unless they're side by side, you're probably not going to see it. But if they looked at a GVS and now looking at this JVS, my cost is probably half of what the other one was. So I can sell it really reasonable and still make money on it. Well, you've been in retail long enough to know that it's way easier to sell something as a finished product in a ring than it is as a loose stone. You're selling a concept when you're selling a loose stone, because they have to envision what it's going to look like in a mounting. They got to envision stuff. So you have to get them to think outside the box. Whereas when it's already mounted and you can actually slide it on somebody's finger and look at it, it's half the sale is there already. Yeah. That's what I would do. If it was
okay,
me,
so
I'd put it in a very simple solitaire, because you can always take it out of it if you need to. But a simple solitaire,
yep.
And just have your staff tell it, you know what, if this was me and I had your store, I would tell anybody on the staff, I want you, whenever somebody comes in, I don't care what they're looking for, if they're coming in to get a watch battery, I don't care. Take it out, put it on their finger.
Yep.
If you sell this diamond for me, and you can get
yep.
$6,000 for it, I'll give you $500.
They'll sell it.
It'll be sold this Christmas.
I'm going to do my cousin first.
Yep.
Yes. If I don't sell it to my cousin, I'm going to do that. I'm going to mount it. I got a 361 heart that I'm putting into a pendant with a halo around it. It's a 361. It's an SI2. I think it's a G color.
Yeah.
I put it into a nice mounting. This guy's made a nice custom, really nice. I mean, the looks you get now. And it's not selling my box. I'm not even showing it. But if you put it into a heart, you put it into a pendant, you'll get a lady that's, a lot better chance selling that than let me see your 360 heart shape.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
But if you put it on somebody's hand, put it in somebody's in their hand, on their hand, whatever, and they look at it and says, tell me what you think. What do you think would happen if your wife, your girlfriend or whatever – walks into the room with a bunch of her friends and they see this thing on. What do you think happens? Everybody's going to go ooh and ah and say, holy crap, what is that? That's the reaction you want. That's the reaction you want. You sell the idea.
Yep, exactly. Get back to that. You know what I mean? Don't sell the papers or anything or whatever. Yeah. Just sell the finished piece.
I sell a lot.
You're not selling the tech house. You're selling.
I do a lot of private sales myself, personally. I have for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of private customers. Never shown a cert in my life. Never over-explained a diamond. I always said, listen, take a look at this thing. What do you think?
Confuse them.
Yeah, that's it. Not only are you confusing them, it's like, okay, so somebody's coming in, and you're going to describe the diamond in Greek to them. What the fuck? Why are you explaining this diamond to them?
Exactly.
It's like you got to teach them Greek, and they don't remember. It was an interesting thing done, I don't know, probably 15 years ago. Anyways, they did, I think it was JCK, one of the publications. They went around, and they asked people who had recently bought diamonds, anybody bought a diamond in the last year, let's say. They asked the customer, what did they buy? Almost every single one of them, even the ones that bought them recently, had it wrong. They had no idea. They were saying, I got this, I got it. I think it's a G, it's a VS, it's a perfect diamond. None of them got it right. None of them. Because it goes in one ear and out the other. And yet, I can't tell you how many jewelers I know that waste their time explaining things. That's the stupidest way to sell a diamond. I've never done it in my life. I sell every single person I talk to. Every single one. Every single one. It's because I don't complicate things. I usually ask them the first time around. I ask them, what are you looking to do? And they'll tell me, well, I need to get an engagement ring. It's got to be this. It's got to be that. And as soon as they tell me the shape and the size, the next thing I ask them is, how much do you want to spend? And they'll say, and if they hesitate at all, I don't wait for a number. I say, listen, don't give me the stretch number. Give me the number that you're comfortable with. Give me the comfortable number.
Right.
And then as soon as they give me that, then what I do is I show them two options that are in that range. I don't ask them color. Don't ask them clarity. Don't ask them anything. I just want you to know the shape. And is that number you're giving me, does that include everything? Does that include the ring, too, or is it just the diamond? Because if they say, no, it's just a diamond. Well, tell me what you want to put in. Are you doing something simple or something with more diamonds or something in it? And then I can kind of back off from that. And then I usually show them two options only. And every time I sell them and people look at me afterwards and say, oh, my God, this was so freaking easy. And I get referrals right away. Because everybody says, oh, my God, you made this process so easy.
They're coming to you for your expertise. You don't need to confuse them.
No. Listen. When I had when I had prostate cancer, my doctor, he said, he starts laying out options to me. And he says, well, you can do this, you can do this, or you can do this. And I looked at him and I says, you know what, Doc, I don't know, I don't care what the options are. If you were me, what would you
do? What
do
you do?
And he said, well, these are your options. And I says, no, you're not listening to me. I said, what would you do if you were me? He says, well, I'd have it out. I says, okay, we're done. I says, when you want to buy a diamond, you just come to me. And I says, and you'll use my expertise. When I come to you, I want your expertise.
Yep.
I don't want options. What the fuck do I know?
Yes.
I don't. I have no idea what I should be doing. You tell me what I should be doing.
Yep, you're the expert. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, and it's the same way
I
do it with.
I agree. I'm going to try that with that.
Yeah, just it's really simple. We have a tendency, and I think I've written on this subject before. We have a tendency as retail store owners to justify our position. We're getting people to spend a lot of money on something that makes no freaking sense whatsoever. We're buying something. People are buying something that sits on their finger and doesn't do a damn thing. It just sits there. That's it. It's the only thing it's doing, and people are spending big bucks for it. And yet we have to justify it by explaining, well, this is this, and it's a flawless, and it's this, and it's that, and it's got this and that and everything. They've already made that leap of faith by coming in. They don't need to have all that shit. Now it's just a matter of which one, not whether they should be buying this or not. And we waste too much time trying to figure out how to justify
it. They're there.
Yeah, they're already there. If they're already walked in the door, they're already... They've already checked their intelligence out.
What put those doubts in your head?
That's right. They've already left their smarts outside because they're spending stupid money on something that's pretty dumb.
Don't let them second.
Yeah.
They don't want second thoughts. Then you get in trouble.
Yeah.
At the moment. I agree. I'm going to try to steal my cousin. If not, I'm going to mount it up.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
I will let you know. So I know where to be. I appreciate the info, Bob, like always, and I'll let you know how to make out.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you later.
You got it. Take care.